Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, who were talking with Jesus. And then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He did not know what to say, for they were terrified. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what they had seen until after the Son of Man had risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please pray with me. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Alan and I have some dear friends back in Marietta, Georgia, whose son, Mateus, was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome at age 4 and type 1 diabetes in second grade. These diagnoses changed his life and the life of his family forever. Mateus has had seizures and blood sugar crashes. There have been many times that they have almost lost him. And his childhood has been rocky, to say the least. Mateus, though, is now 18 years old, and he has grown into an amazing young man. If you go to Chick-fil-A in East Marietta, you might see him there greeting customers. Or if you attend church, you might hear him read the lessons, or see him serve as assisting minister. And much to our delight, Mateus is heading to college this fall. The family has spent the last 6 months raising the required $25,000 to get him a diabetic alert dog. The dog will allow him to be more independent, perhaps even saving his life. The dog will also help Mateus adjust to some of the social challenges that come with Asperger's. We've watched this family for 18 years almost and marveled at the challenges that they have overcome and also the challenges that can't be overcome but must be lived with daily. Life and death challenges. This young man is one of the vulnerable. He's vulnerable socially with Asperger's and he's vulnerable physically with diabetes. And it would be so easy for his parents to hold on to him, to protect him, to try and keep him safe. Yet Mateus can't be held on to forever. He has to move. And they now must trust and depend on God as Mateus takes these next steps into independence and into adulthood. In our Old Testament lesson today, the prophet Elijah will be taken up to heaven by a whirlwind. Speaking the word of God as a prophet has been a pretty tough gig, and Elijah has not had an easy time of it. Before he ascends, though, he will walk along with his disciple and successor, Elisha, who is very reluctant to leave his side. They walk from town to town, joined by the prophets from Bethel and Jericho. And at each town, Elijah asks Elisha to leave, but Elisha won't. He hangs on. He doesn't know what's ahead, and he's scared. Elijah tells him, though, that although he's vulnerable, he must be absolutely dependent on God's word and God's mercy. And then Elijah ascends in the whirlwind, And the mantle of the prophet is now passed to Elisha. But he's filled with emptiness and fear. So Elijah tears his clothes in two, mourning the loss of his mentor, the loss of his security, and the loss of knowing what will come next. But the story doesn't end here. Elijah can't stay. So he gets up and he moves on and he trusts in God to guide and to protect him. In our gospel from Mark today, Jesus will again be revealed to us. Jesus climbs the mountains, and things always happen on a mountain. Jesus climbs the mountain, and he is transfigured. He's changed. The divinity of Jesus just bursts forth, and his clothes become dazzling white. And he's joined by Moses and Elijah. Peter's terrified. But instead of being rendered speechless, Peter, and oh how we love Peter, says that he would like to build tents or dwellings for Elijah, Moses, and Jesus. He wants them to stay. He wants to hang on to them. The text doesn't expound on Jesus' reaction to Peter's words, but the voice of God speaks this time to all of them, making it clear that Jesus is God's Son, his beloved Son. And when the light dies down, when the cloud disappears, there are only Jesus and the disciples left. So Jesus tells the disciples that they can't hang on to the glory of this particular moment. They have to let Jesus go down the mountain. And Jesus knows that when he goes down, he will be betrayed. He will suffer, and he will die on the cross. Jesus is vulnerable, and he can only accept his fate by trusting completely in God's mercy. Matthias, Elisha, Jesus, all vulnerable, all know they need to keep moving. And all utterly dependent on God's love and God's mercy. And in times of our own vulnerability, when we don't know what's next, we too must keep moving. God doesn't call us to sit still, but to move and to depend on God and God alone. On Saturday morning, this Saturday, the council of this congregation is going to meet to set priorities for 2018. And I suspect during the morning that we will fill up plenty of flip charts, go through gallons of coffee, or tea in my case, and maybe even eat some donuts. We're going to evaluate as a council our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that are meeting this congregation. We're going to talk about what's going well and what might need some work at Faith Lutheran. And we're going to have some honest conversation, but then we're going to listen. We're going to pray that the Holy Spirit works its way on into our discussion and leads us to hear what God is calling us to prioritize in 2018. Faith Lutheran has been a congregation on the move. Faith Lutheran has not stayed on the mountain, built tents to dwell in, or held on to the past, fearful to move ahead. God has been with Faith Lutheran. This congregation heard the call to plant Faith Lutheran on Deerfoot Parkway right here in Clay, Alabama. And we are the ones who God is depending on to do kingdom work right here and right now. And although we could keep doing what we've been doing over and over, knowing that it's good stuff and has worked well for the history of faith, we can't just make a tent and hunker on down. God expects more from us than that. God calls us to keep moving. Moving in our individual lives and moving in this congregation. God calls us into new challenges and new ministries, into new priorities and new focuses. Matthias's time at college won't be easy. I pretty much guarantee that. Elijah picked up a mantle, and like his predecessor, his time as a prophet was difficult. Jesus came down the mountain to face his betrayal and his death. The priorities that we Faith Lutheran take on might not be easy either. They'll hopefully stretch us. They might even take us out of our comfort zone. But we are called by God to keep moving, to step out, to depend on God on every step of our journey together. So pray for this congregation. Pray for the council. And then remember, and oh, I do love that word, remember, that what God has done in the past, God will again do in the future. We can depend on it. Amen.